going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think there's a decent chance the Jacksonville Jaguars just stink next year. We haven't said that yet. They're not a very good team. Granted, they've got some picks this year. We'll see what they do. I think that team's much closer to where the Browns are than the top of the AFC.
I think it was fascinating to me that Gladstone. So if you know anything about his history, right? He came from the Rams, and the Rams is Les Snead. Only team he's ever worked for in the entire NFL. It was 9 years, won a title. Les Snead's F those picks, and he showed that last night. That is a true philosophy that the Rams carry. Just, we don't care about these picks. They won a Super Bowl attached to that philosophy. Gladstone at 34, youngest GM in the game, carrying that over as well. It's a bold play, Cotton.
There were a few teams just in the draft in general that I was like, man, It's not that I don't think their GMs are smart, but their GM, either it's green or whatever, or in a compromising position, something like that. Gladstone was, because he kind of has this hotshot persona about him. He's a young kid. I don't think he's made enough mistakes to be a GM in the NFL yet.
But go through a training camp once. You know what I mean? You don't even know you really don't even know the roster.
But here's the other thing. So the other one was Atlanta.
Atlanta's getting murdered today.
Les Snead, they
should be.
Les Snead just ripped that man off, which is ironic that his protege then went to Jacksonville and did a very similar thing. But trading a future first, and so that LA could move back from 26 to 45, in which the difference between those picks is not a huge gap. It was a 20-pick drop, and you got a future first-round pick for a team that lets. Guys, Atlanta could absolutely fall apart this year. I actually really like that roster, but it's Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins, and quarterback confusion or quarterback chaos can absolutely sink a team. If they go to Penix, he's not ready, and they pivot to Kirk, who's washed, that could get really ugly really quickly. Both teams that traded a future first. I'll actually go one further. I think the Rams and Browns will both be teams looking to trade up for quarterbacks next year.
The Rams need one. It's just they didn't need to do it at all this year. And they really didn't need to. If you thought we didn't need to, they really didn't need to do it right now.
Now, I will say the most out-of-pocket thing I saw, analysis of Mason Graham last night, is Josina Anderson reacting to the pictures circulating of Mason Graham and his girlfriend, calling him Lil Paul Wall. I am offended by that.
Why are you offended by that?
Because Mason Graham is 6'3". Paul Wall is 6 foot tall.
Paul Wall's tiny.
You're just talking about chubby white guys. All right?
Yeah.
All right, we don't love that.
Yeah.
All right? You could have gone with anyone else. You'd be like, little Chris Stapleton, and I might have respected it more. I actually wouldn't. No, I don't like any of these.
Mason Graham's got the hair of our buddy Jax Gregory, who works here.
He does.
It's a very popular hairstyle for young kids.
The only doubt I have about Mason Graham is the goat.
It's an odd look.
He looks like a 42-year-old gym teacher. Not like literally, because he's got a young face, he's got a baby face, but
he's
like
the character that Kenny Powers was portraying when he did the high school principal thing.
I think that's very, very, very close there. I kind of think I need to get a Mason Graham jersey now.
It would fit you. I don't know about the actual fit of the size of
that's
everything,
fair.
But that was your guy. It's been your guy the entire time.
And what's my motto? I don't wear skill playing positions because it looks ridiculous. The only one that would make sense is Chubb, because that would be just uniquely funny. I almost went on, I was going to say Chinese eBay. I wasn't going to say that. I almost went wherever you got your Shador jersey yeah. and got myself. The only problem is I need like an XLT. All right. We're just going to have the 3X, 4X. Guys, I need like an XLT because either it ends up swimming girth-wise or swimming length-wise. And either way, not great for your boy.
Number 55, the double nickel. Is that what he's going to bring here?
Oh, if he's 55. I was really hoping for like a 65. I've never owned a 60s number. I could really get to, I think 60 on me would look really good.
Will this be the least purchased first round top five selection in the history of top five selections?
You're going to see, I'm telling you right now, you will see them.
I mean, we are the type of city to embrace anything on the line, either side,
defense or offensive. By the time you get to training camp in the six appearances.
There might be more pre-bought Travis Hunter, Shador Sanders jerseys than throw Carter in there than actually Mason Graham jerseys bought by the time this is done.
Just to be clear, you can't possibly wear, I'm not saying you, but fans cannot possibly wear a Hunter or Sanders jersey.
Why not? So I thought a lot about this because obviously I'm wearing my Shador jersey today because I lost the bet and it just is what it is.
Your Shajersey, as
my Shajersey. But like, so there was a thought that I had last night. And actually it was leading up to last night. I was like, I could do the Skip Bayless when the Cowboys lose where he takes his Dak Prescott jersey off and he just throws it in the trash and is like, I'm just so mad. I'm livid. I'm done with this. Like, I thought about it. I was like, I could do that as a bit. I could just take the jersey off and be like, I'm done with that. But there's no city more than Cleveland that would be like, that's dumb. Yeah. You can wear that jersey. Nobody cares what the name on the back of the jersey is. If anything, people might think my last name is just Sanders more than think it's a Shador Sanders jersey.
Oh, no. You got to call it out, too.
Well, I'll wear it. I'll probably wear it with something else attached, like, you know, so it covers up the back. And then people just think
it's meant like a parka, so nobody saw it.
No, but just like people think it's an Amari Cooper jersey or something, you know? The number two jersey. Number two Browns jersey. And we Brady Quinn jersey still exists.
If you're that committed to the bit, just put Cooper over the, like, just change the nameplate.
You think I'm changing the nameplate?
That's fair. Those colors don't run. Brown and orange, baby.
That's a lot of work, too. He's
there. So Shador's still available. You don't think the Browns are taking him at 33 or 36. I would be surprised at this point if they did, if we kind of already are starting to recognize, like, hey, man, you got the 2026 first rounder for a reason. Is there a point, though, in this draft where if Shador drops to them, they have to take him?
There's no have to with any of this, I guess, is the point.
But, like, if they get to 67, is there – I mean, at some point, are you – I don't want to say beholden to it, but out of sheer curiosity.
I think the reason why you wouldn't have taken Shador at 2 and you wouldn't have taken him at 33 would still exist there at 67, and it's got nothing to do with his playing ability. It's got everything to do with the entourage and what comes with Shador Sanders.
Oh, I disagree.
So I think if he goes to like 67 or if he really has a free fall, I think the reason why teams would be shying away still is everything attached to Deion, everything attached to the group that is Shador, not necessarily the talent.
How many pains in the asses has the NFL put up with? At every position. The NFL has shown you, at any position, you can be accused of heinous things. We've got videos of Joe Mixon punching a woman in the face. And he was a second-round pick. Like,
but this goes deeper. Like, Joe Mixon, the moment that he got taken to the NFL, no one ever worried whether Joe Mixon's dad was going to take their job.
I honestly, in the NFL, if Shador's worth a top 10 pick, he would have been a top 10 pick last night. Like, this should push back.
No, but we're talking 67. We're not talking top 10 even here. Oh, we're talking at 67.
Okay, I got you. Okay,
the question was about at 67 and what retracts people from doing that.
I think I just got pushed into this because there is a narrative forming of like, well, if this was about football, he would have been a top 32 pick. And that is such, I mean, that was part of the polish job, the chagurgling they did last night on the four-letter network.
So Kuiper just made a lot of people mad last night. Kuiper and Riddick made a lot of people mad.
And then Booger. Booger was like the morning show. Booger was like, "Nah, he's not good." Oh wait, somebody said he's good. Nah, he's great.
It was an odd scene. Kuiper dominated the draft last night, talking about it. At points, I was like, "Is Mel Kuiper a family member? I don't know." I was like, "This is great. Someone's sticking up for my guy."
He rips off the suit jacket, and there's a jersey on under there as well.
But by like pick 24 or 25, even myself, I was like, "All right." You've made enough comparisons. You compared him to Aaron Rodgers already. You compared him to Marino. You compared him to everyone already. You've done it. You made the comp. You didn't need to spend 4 hours on it.
216-474-0092. Is there a point where Shador Sanders drops to where the Browns basically have to take him. To what you say, I agree they don't have to do anything. But, like, if you get to 67 and you've addressed, like, skilled playing talent at 33 and 36, and again, they would be completely defensible. That would be a completely defensible decision if they wanted to take him at 33 or 36. I don't think they'd get nearly as much blowback as if you took him with the number two pick. I still think he's got a ceiling, but then he just becomes your, well, we're going to play him, see what we can get out of him, and if we hit a ceiling and we don't really like him, we'll figure something out down the road, right? It's the delay because we don't have something better now. But yeah, I mean, if you get to 67, or if they should drop even goes to like 94, I mean, I'd rather Shador with a 94th pick than Will Howard. Is that an I am in the anomaly on that.
If you you're not right in the anomaly of that.
If you said right now, who would you rather have at pick 94, Will Howard or Shador Sanders?
I don't think you're getting the amount of people that today woke up thinking the Browns were taking Shador and left last night thinking that the Browns were taking Shador at 33. Now, we just don't think that way because it doesn't add up to anything that they've shown us already. But, like, there was a lot of excitement towards – you know the amount of mentions I had last night where people are like, hey, that jersey's going to come in use. Perfect situation for you. You get the guy you wanted the entire time, and we get a bunch of picks. How about that?
So Bob G already kind of proved my point here. I don't even need to go to
Bob G. No. Jake, how'd you feel last night?
Wait. Bob G said, if Sanders was still there at 67, take Will Howard.
All right, one guy on Twitter says that. I don't believe him, by the way.
Shall we put a Twitter poll up?
I don't believe him at all.
I've already won a burger bet on this one. Should we put a Chipotle up there? On if both are available, but let's do it at 94. If both players are available at 94,
no, this doesn't prove anything.
Do you want
close.
The Browns to take Will Howard or Shador Sanders?
Oh, all right, yeah, put it up. Go ahead. Wait, can we double down on the burger bet here? Well, are you willing to risk your burger on this bet?
On this one?
Yes, on this one.
No, there's a double or nothing here if you want it.
Yeah, let's. Okay.
Which is, I will give you how many.
I already feel cheated by the double or nothing
picks,
on this.
How many picks in the second round do you think he'll go?
Not what I want to do. I don't want to play that game. I want to play the Will Howard versus Shador Sanders game
because
that's the one you and Bob G are presenting as if that's reality, and there's no way that's reality.
No, this is. I was
put your
was,
burger on the line, big go, man.
Nah,
put
I was going to give you.
Say it with your chest, Nick.
This is.
Say it with your chest.
See, you don't speak with conviction on this one. And I've been saying that about you. If he goes in the top 10 picks, you don't owe me anything. But if he goes after the top 10 picks of the second round, you owe me two burgers. I'd be willing to do that. Oh, he's thinking about it.
He is thinking about it.
Oh.
All these bets you make are so one-sided in your territory. They don't even make sense to Vegas when people do them.
I make them.
I didn't invent a burger bet.
I offered
the
bet.
And Daryl thing that then you roped Daryl into, and now I'm down two burgers.
It's not indentured servitude. Like I didn't lock you into it. It's not a deal with a devil.
All right, then make the burger bet about Will Howard.
No, that's not the one. Because
it's not reality.
No, because this is
how
the
much
Peterlin
of a
should
drop
turnaround.
Do you think
there?
Is going to happen here?
He could fall out of the second round.
I bet that.
Oh, you want a burger bet that? Like that.
You want a burger
one
bet that?
One damn bet.
There's no shot he falls out of the second
round. Jake, tell me what your thoughts were last night as you went to bed.
As I went
Easy.
To bed, so you guys knew that
man.
I wanted the Browns to draft Shador Sanders at some point, whether it be in the second round
very,
or first round.
Very
but,
quiet about that for 3 months, by the way, but that's fine. You had like 1 week where you're on my side, but that's okay.
You don't have
that's
a jersey
fair.
Over there.
That's, fair.
That's all right.
But I did, like once the draft started, I didn't realize how badly I wanted Shador Sanders until the draft actually started. And now it's just even more,
Nick,
now that we're kind of on the clock with pick 33 tonight.
The part I feel the worst about today is that I had so many people in my mentions last night as the draft was winding down being like, this is perfect for you. It's going exactly the way that you wanted. They're going to get Shador. This is great. But the sad part was my thoughts was, everything they've done is tell you they're not taking quarterback at 33 today.
Saucy old mayor saying Will Howard, 216-474-0092.
We'll make the bet.
No, you're not going to bully me into it, all right? This is not you and
Let's
me with Daryl.
Let's get back to even.
Is
Daryl would have made the bet 3 minutes ago.
Only if it wins.
I have two burgers on my end.
I'm so glad you said that because Daryl texted me last night at like 10:30. Going full Daryl Ryder, and he said, "You gonna have a field day tomorrow with JP?" Dash, we were right, and I said, and I quote, "I'm dunking on everyone tomorrow." And then he was like, hey, remember in January when I wanted to trade down?
And that's when we hit the eject button there. Also, I will remind you all day long, congratulations on feeling in concert with Andrew Berry, who is historically bad at drafting and bad at understanding the draft. Congratulations on that.
What a frame job there.
That's, you are lockstep with, you guys have the same thoughts. I don't know how that would make me feel.
I just called out where it should be. Lou Esposito, Michigan defensive line coach, coming up in 5 minutes. We'll ask him all about Mason Graham, your newest Cleveland Brown on 92.3 The Fan.